7:16 SEN, the NAB AFL Oz Kick Show with Kevin Hillier for Select Footy Stars Collector Cards, the number one footy card for kids and serious collectors.
And a very good morning. Welcome to our Oz Kick Show ahead of our ultimate wrap and look at all the sport from today and across the weekend so far. And what is coming up today, but we've got the Oz Kick Show between now and 8:30, and we'd love you to be part of it on 9429 1116 or your text thoughts on 0433 98 1116. I know most Oz Kick centres don't open until after the Easter break, so not until after next weekend. The Easter break's sort of thrown a lot of footy into disarray in terms of starting times for all different sorts of competitions. Oz Kick is one of those, of course. Now, today, one of our lucky callers on 9429 1116, so jump on the line, get a box of footy cards. So at the end of the show, I'll be announcing the best caller of the day, and you'll get that box of fabulous footy cards. Also got some packs of cards to give away, the footy card album, all that to be announced during the program as well. So jump online if you're an Oz kicker. Maybe you played in one of the grid games across the weekend. We had someone last Sunday morning, of course, who played for the Bulldogs in that big Friday night game. So jump on the line, 9429 1116. We're going to talk to Michelle Whitehead, who's the 2016 AFL Victoria NAB AFL Oz Kicker Volunteer of the Year. That is one of the world's longest titles ever, but Michelle thoroughly deserves it. Does some great work with the Melton Saturday Centre. One of the terrific Oz Kick volunteers. Have a talk to her a little later on. If you want to champion one of the Oz Kick volunteers that's involved in your Oz Kick centre, and we had Pete from the Bellbridge Centre on last week to have a chat to us, by all means do that. Pump the volunteers up, 9429 1116. Without them, Oz Kick would just wouldn't happen. Just there wouldn't be that fabulous thrill that you get running out on a Friday night or a Saturday or Sunday morning running around with the Oz Kicker. So we'd love to hear from you, 9429 1116. And your text thoughts on 0433 98 1116. We've given that a kick and it's working already, because I've already got a text message saying how good the show is so far. There you go. It's 7 minutes past eight. Coming up later on, we will talk some AFL with Terry Wallace, a wrap-up of the games that have been on so far. Six games, including the showdown, including the Doggies' loss last night against Fremantle. We'll wrap all that up with Terry Wallace. Also, we'll talk some A-League later on with Michael Zapponi, the victory with a nil-all draw last night, and City, of course, with a 1-0 win over Adelaide so far this weekend. We've got the Masters at Augusta. I'll take you through that in just a tick too. What's happened over there overnight? Adam Scott is the number one Aussie. We've got some NRL with Josh Masood from Channel 7. We'll talk VFL footy, which kicked off yesterday. Port Melbourne having their first win of the season. Very important win for Port in many, many ways. Some F1 with Jeff Harris. Tennis with Brett Phillips. And we'll talk some women's footy too with with Shiloh Curtis. So that's all coming up in the program between now and 10 o'clock. And of course, at 10, finally comes in with Adam Cooney, and it's Inside Footy. But Geordie's on the line from Torquay. G'day, Geordie. Good morning, Geordie. How are you?
Good.
Hello, Geordie. How are you?
Good.
That's good. Now, you're at Torquay, so where do you play? At Spring Creek Reserve? Is that your local ground?
No.
Are you a Torquay Tiger?
No. I play for the Spring Creek Suns.
Ah, for the Suns. Okay. And how do you go? Are you a good player?
Yeah.
Okay. So when's your Oz Kick starting? Have you already started?
2 weeks.
2 weeks before you start. All right, what are you looking forward to?
Kicking goals.
Kicking goals. That's what we're all looking forward to. And your dad's obviously in the back of the hoodie. Who do you barrack for, Geordie?
Collingwood.
Oh, well, you'd be a happy boy after Friday night, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Who's your favourite player?
Jamie Elliott.
All right, Jamie Elliott. Are you sort of trying to be like Jamie Elliott when you go out in the footy field?
Yeah.
All right. Good luck with that. Good on you, Geordie. Enjoy a couple of weeks off before you start with your Oz Kick. You're in line, of course, to be our best caller of the day and that win that box of footy cards. Also, got some packs of footy cards and the footy card album for our callers today. So, Geordie, you'll probably get the footy cards and the footy card album, I would imagine. 9429 1116 is the number. Mention Michelle Whitehead, who's the 2016, I guess we'd say, the reigning AFL NAB Oz Kick Volunteer of the Year, who's on the line now. Hello, Michelle.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Good, thank you. Must be nice for you to have a little bit of a sleep in on a Sunday, seeing your Saturdays are so full with Oz Kick.
It is. We're just all, you know, getting ready for Oz Kick to start in 2 weeks, so yeah.
Easter's sort of thrown us all a bit of out of whack, but between the school holidays and Easter, you're starting later than normal?
Just a week later. We always start after the school holidays, but I think, yeah, with Easter coming in a little bit earlier, it's good for the kids to get Easter out of the way and get Oz Kick started, yeah, after the school holidays.
What did winning this award mean to you, Michelle?
Oh, it was very exciting to win, but I was very humbled also, and a little bit, I suppose, embarrassed because, you know, we are a team down at Mountain Saturday, and we have coaches and we have a head coach and stuff like that, so everyone puts in their little bits. And, but it was very exciting to win that award.
And now, how long have you been involved? About 4 or 5 years now?
Yeah, about 5 years we started. I started off on the footy committee with my son's local football club, and then we were approached to actually start a Auskick Centre down in Melton because it was expanding. And, we started from there. So we started off with 35 kids and 2 coaches, and now last year we were ending up with 135 kids and 8 coaches, so it was great.
That's an amazing growth, and sort of trying to get enough people to help you when you've got that sort of growth going on. And I live in the Werribee area, so I know about enormous growth in a very short amount of time. Yes. How have you handled that?
Yeah, no, I think because we're such a big team down at Saturday, we've always, any parents that are around, we always ask them just to help out at the start, whether they're willing to put their hand up and move forward to coaching roles, whether it be small, because as you said, a lot of people don't like to put their hands up.
Yep.
But, it's always good to get the parents involved, to start with, and then move on to coaching roles.
Well, one of the things that's one of the great joys of being involved in Auskick is the fact seeing the parents there, seeing them involved with their kids and seeing the kick they get out of it.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. So, as I said, a big friendly environment down at Saturday, and we always like to see that involvement.
Now, you mentioned there wasn't an Auskick, so you actually had to start from scratch. Is that an even, obviously, a bigger thing than walking into an already established Auskick centre?
Yeah, no, there was an Auskick centre in Melton, but I said with the growth of Melton, they wanted another one put there on a Saturday so we could cover every area, cover every, few days. So we've got a Thursday night, we have a couple of Friday night centres, and we have a Saturday, and we also have a Sunday down at Ainsbury as well.
Oh, wow.
There's quite a few down there.
What's the challenge, Michelle? Obviously, apart from getting volunteers and getting parents involved to help you not turn it into a babysitting session, what's the biggest challenge?
I suppose just getting kids down playing sport. I suppose, you always got to try and, my passion is to get kids out and moving around and doing sports and stuff like that. So I suppose, trying to get out there and promote Auskick as well, and just to see why kids aren't doing sports. So we sort of looked at it, and one of the reasons were some of the financial constraints.
Yep.
Of, families not being able to do it. So we started off a scholarship program this year, which is exciting.
How's that work?
With the schools.
Yep.
We just approached the schools and said, is there any sort of kids that you think may fall into that category of financial constraints? And, so they put forth a family. We contacted them and then got them down into Auskick.
Oh, okay. Now, was it $140-odd of my memory when my little bloke did it a couple of years back? Is that about right?
No, it's only about $96.
$96, okay.
Yep, they get 14 weeks of Auskick, then they get a bag of goodies from AFL.
Can tell you those backpacks work really well. I've got my son's, I think, from his first year of Auskick, which is now, 5 years ago, I used that as my work bag now.
Come in handy. The kids love the footy cards.
They certainly do. Yeah, the footy cards, and we're giving some away to the kids if they call in this morning, 9429 1116. One of the great features also of Auskick, and Michelle, I'm talking through my stomach here, is the canteen and the sausage sizzle and that. Have you got a good one going at Melton?
Oh, yes. We have a good team there in the canteen. They come every morning. We actually have volunteers that don't even have kids doing Auskick come down every morning.
Oh, wow.
They come and do our barbecue. We have a gentleman that donates the fruit every week, and he comes down and helps out at the barbecue. We have about 4 or 5 ladies that come in, and all the parents, sort of come and put their hand up every week. Every week, if they want to come in.
That's sensational, the way you've built that sort of little network down there.
Yeah, no, it is good. I said we're one big happy family, and we all put in and chip in every week. The coaches had their meeting yesterday, sort of working out what they're going to do each week with the kids and what they're going to work on. We actually got some of those one-touch footies this year, and
okay.
The kids will be using that this year. So, it's good.
How much equipment is given to you, and how much equipment do you actually have to fund through things like your canteen? I know you've got a massive trivia night I want to talk to you about too. So where does that balance sit for the Melton Centre?
Yeah, well, as I said, AFL do give us at the start of the year, they give us a pack with some tops and hats and stuff, as well as balls. But yeah, sometimes, obviously, with an expansion of our Auskick Centre, we didn't have enough, so we have purchased them throughout the year. So we like to give have one football per player. That are out there, just so that they've all got something to play. So we have to purchase them. We do some fundraising events throughout the year, as you said, the trivia night. Through the canteen, we try to promote as much for the you know, parents to come up and get that sausage chisel or have an egg and bacon in the morning.
Yep.
Have a little bit help. So we have, you know, Macca's Burger Days and all that sort of stuff. So it's really good.
Is the local business in Melton got behind you as well?
Oh, definitely. We always go out each year with our trivia nights and ask for donations. All the local, you know, pubs and clubs all donate, you know, bistro meals and stuff like that. So it's really good. NAB Bank are really good. They get back, you know, behind AusKick all the time. They're willing to help every year, so...
Oh, good stuff. And the other thing, obviously, that's really important to forge is a relationship with the local footy club.
Yes.
And there's a fair few up in the area. You've got a relationship with the Melton Bloods?
That's correct, yeah. That's why we obviously, you know, when I was on the committee back then, we wanted to have a sort of feeder, you know, group with the young kids to move through to junior football. And that's what it's all about, seeing those kids develop from AusKick at the start. And it's great to see them, you know, starting off as little preppies, working their way, developing their skills, and then moving through to the junior football clubs. It's always good to have that relationship.
Michelle, in the time that you've been there, which is now, this is your fifth year, I think, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Is sort of 3 years about the rough estimate of the average time that most kids would stay in AusKick clinics?
Yeah, they sort of tend to go out, you know, from the eight, you know, when they're in eight, nine.
Yep.
Sort of, you know, we have started off, I think last year we started off with an under nine sort of footy round robin that they do with all the local clubs. And the kids just sort of get a feel of what it's going to be like when they move into under 10 football. So that's really good for the AusKickers to move into that development stage and then moving forward to, football.
And, of course, there's no scoreboards at AusKick, so you don't, the kids don't know what the score is when they play in those games at the end of the sessions, do they?
No, they definitely don't.
No,
but they do
not.
Know how to count by sixes very easily.
Yeah, do they ever? Good on you, Michelle. Look, best of luck with this year's AusKick underway in a couple of weeks' time there at the Melton Saturday Centre. And well done on what you've achieved so far, and good luck for the future. Your trivia night up and about, what did you raise, nearly $3,000 last year?
Yeah, it's just over $3,500.
Wow.
That's split between the three Melton centres. So we all chipped in and put in and then obviously split the money between the three. So that's good. So we've got another one coming up in August.
Oh, good stuff. Good on you. Well done, Michelle.
Great. Thanks for that.
Michelle Whitehead, the 2016 AusKicker Volunteer of the Year from the Melton Saturday Centre. So well done to Michelle and all the people. As you can tell, there's with 130 kids running around there last year, there's an enormous amount of people involved in putting it all together. Your calls, if you're an AusKicker, on 9429 1116. We've got a box of footy cards to give away at the end of this half hour. And also for our callers, we'll pick three out to win a couple of packs of footy cards and the footy card album. Sam's in Geelong. Hi, Sam.
Hi.
Hello, Sam. How old are you?
Six.
And where do you go to AusKick?
Bell Post Hill.
Bell Post Hill down in Geelong. And are you a Geelong supporter?
Yep.
Okay, so you're a Cat supporter. So who's your favourite player?
Tomahawk.
Oh, the Tomahawk. Thought you might have been a Patrick Dangerfield boy.
Yeah.
You obviously like kicking the goals. That's why you like Tom?
Yep.
Okay. And is your AusKick Centre good? Do you have fun?
Mm-hmm.
And when do you go? Saturday mornings or Sunday?
Friday night.
Oh, that'd be right. I knew I'd asked the wrong one out of the three obvious components that we could do. Good on you, Sam. Say good day to your dad behind you and good luck for the rest of the year at the Bell Post Hill AusKick. We'll see if you can get some cards and a footy card album at the end of the show, okay?
Yep.
Thanks for your call. Elijah's in Heidelberg. Hi, Elijah. How are you going?
Pardon?
I said, how are you going?
Good.
Good. How old are you?
Six.
Six again. Now, how many years?
Six and a half.
Six and a half. The half's very important when you're six. Now, Elijah, which AusKick do you go to?
Heidelberg.
And who do you barrack for?
Richmond.
Richmond. Wow, aren't you having a great season?
Yeah.
And who's your favourite?
That's last night.
You did?
Yeah, 2 nights in a row.
Were you yelling and screaming?
Yep.
All right, you're barracking very hard. That's good. You might have got him over the line. Who's your favourite Richmond player, Elijah?
Oh, Dustin Butters and Jack Remont.
Just
and
Cochin. Dusty, Cochin, and Jack. Well, you picked you picked a nice threesome there, Elijah. And what are you, when you grow up, do you want to be a footballer?
Yes.
Absolutely. And do you want to play for Richmond or will you go somewhere else in the draft?
Richmond.
Right. Good on you, Elijah. We'll put you in the running to win those footy cards, the footy album, and maybe even the box of footy cards at the end of the show. Blake's in Roxburgh Park. G'day, Blake.
Hi, mate.
How are you going?
Good.
That's good. How old are you?
Eight.
How many years have you been doing AusKick? Two. And do you love it?
Yeah.
All right. And you got many girls playing in your Auskick? Dad obviously turned the radio up halfway through the question.
today I'm starting my first game.
Okay. Who are you playing for?
Mill Park.
Terrific. And this is your very first game?
Yeah.
Oh, well, good luck. Do you know who you're playing against?
Eltham,
all right. Well, good luck in your first game, and I hope it's a successful one for you. Get a few kicks and enjoy yourself, Blake.
Yeah.
All right, have fun.
Bye.
Well, Blake, he's all up and about because he's playing his first game today, so we'll put Blake in the running to win the box of footy cards as well. Myers in Mickleham. Hello, Maya.
Hello.
How are you going?
Good.
How old are you?
9.
How many years have you been doing Auskick?
2.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
What's the best part?
When we play matches outside on the oval.
Right, so the end of it when you get to play matches. Do you like the drills, the handball drills and the kicking drills and all that stuff?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. Which Auskick do you go to?
Roxburgh Park,
okay. And who do you barrack for?
West Coast Eagles.
What? The West Coast Eagles? Well, you wouldn't be very happy this morning at all.
Nah.
You'd be very disappointed. Who's your favourite player?
Josh Kennedy.
Oh, yes, he's a very good player. You don't kick like he does, do you? That's run-up. You don't have a run-up like Josh, do you?
No.
No, that's good. I'm pleased. They've taught you well at the Roxburgh Park Auskick then. Good on you, Maya. Thanks for your call. Put you in the running to win the box of footy cards, or at the very least, a couple of packs of footy cards and a footy card album. I'll announce those at the end of the show. 94291116 is the number. 94291116, or your text thoughts on 0433981116. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More of your calls. The Auskick Show after this on 1116 SEN.
On 1116 SEN, the NAB AFL Auskick Show with Kevin Hillier. For select footy stars collector cards, the number one footy card for kids and serious collectors.
And those select footy cards are up for grabs. Got a box to give away for the best caller, 94291116. And off the SMS, a little shout out for the Mini Ruse. They get underway, the boys and girls, every Sunday morning. So good luck to them. And Michelle Whitehand here being... given another little pat on the back, does an absolutely magnificent job with Saturday Auskick. Such a beautiful person, always has a welcome smile on her face. That's exactly what you want to hear about the people involved in your local Auskick Centre. And Michelle, obviously, up at the Melton Saturday Centre. It's 27 past 8. Pally's in Mount Evelyn. Hi, Pally.
Say hi. Hi.
How are you, Pally?
Good.
That's good. How old are you?
5.
5. Is this your first year at Auskick?
Yes.
Okay, now which Auskick Centre are you going to?
Lilydale.
Okay, Lilydale. Now, who do you barrack for?
Carlton.
All right. Are they going well this year? Are you happy with how they're going or not?
Yes.
You are happy. That's good. That's good. And what are you looking forward to at Auskick? You're obviously starting a couple of weeks' time. Do you know how to hand pass and how to kick already?
Yeah.
Okay, you'll get better at it, won't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to listen to what your coaches say, okay?
Yeah.
That's the key to being good. You got to listen. Good on you, Pally. Thanks a lot for your call. Thanks. Carlton supporter there in Pally. All right, now we've got some boxes, away a box of footy cards, select footy cards to give away, and also a couple of packs of footy cards with the footy card album. Now, we also got some tickets to give away to see Collingwood and St Kilda Sunday at Etihad. That's a 3:20 start. And that's a free entry for kids under 15. So terms and conditions apply for that one. This is at Collingwood and St Kilda next Sunday. You can visit afl.com.au/SundayFunday for all the details of what's going on this Sunday at Etihad Stadium for the Collingwood and St Kilda games. So double pass for the parents. The kids don't need passes because they get in for free. So give Geordie in Torquay a couple of tickets to be off to the footy, because I think Geordie was a Collingwood supporter, so I'd be happy to watch Collingwood take on St Kilda next Sunday. Sam and Geelong got tickets for you too to head off and see Collingwood and St Kilda. You'll enjoy that one. Elijah, going to give Elijah one of the packs of footy cards and the footy card album. Also for Blake in Roxburgh Park, We'll give the footy cards and the footy card album to Blake. Maya in Mickleham also gets the footy cards and the footy card album. And Pally, who's five and making a debut at Auskick for this year, you'll get the box of footy cards from Select. So enjoy those, Pally. And thanks very much for your calls on the Auskick show on 9429 1116. Your text thoughts on 0433 98 1116. Once again, thanks to Michelle Whitehand for joining us, the 2016 Volunteer of the Year, and deservedly so, for a great job that she does. Now,